Where are the people? This was Woodrow Wilson's first question as he arrived at Union Station in Washington the day before his first inauguration to the presidency in March 1913. On the avenue watching the suffragist parade came the answer. The suffrage issue was brought oftenest to his attention from then on until his final surrender. It lay entirely with him as to how long women would be obliged to remind him of this issue before he willed to take a hand. The people were on the avenue watching the suffragist parade. The informant was quite right. It seemed to those of us who attempted to march for our idea that day that the whole world was there, packed closely on Pennsylvania Avenue. The purpose of the procession was to dramatize in numbers and beauty the fact that women wanted to vote, that women were asking the administration in power in the national government to speed the day. What politicians had not been able to get through their minds, we would give them through their eyes, often a powerful substitute. Our first task seemed simple, actually to show that thousands of women wanted immediate action on their long-delayed enfranchisement. This we did. This was the first demonstration under the leadership of Alice Paul, at that time chairman of the Congressional Committee of the National American Women's Suffrage Association. It was also the beginning of Woodrow Wilson's liberal education. The administration, without intending it, played into the hands of the women from this moment. The women had been given a permit to march. Inadequate police protection allowed roughs to attack them and all but break up the beautiful pageant. The fact of 10,000 women marching with banners and bands for this idea was startling enough to wake up the government and the country, but not so startling as 10,000 women manhandled by irresponsible crowds because of police indifference. An investigation was demanded, and a perfunctory one held. The police administration was exonerated, but when the storm of protest had subsided, the chief of police was quietly retired to private life. It was no longer a secret that women wanted to vote, and that they wanted the President and Congress to act.